live.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you'd like, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. That's where you can get access to a variety of features, including archives that go all the way back to late 2006. It's all free for you, freetalklive.com. Coming up here this hour, we will talk about the San Francisco restaurant engaging in civil disobedience. And it's pretty rare that you actually hear about a business owner who's willing to engage in civil disobedience. And whenever I hear about them, I love to share the stories. So we'll get to that here in a little bit. But first, Kevin is on the line to start things out this hour, listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, have you heard about the smash and grab by gangs of youth in different cities in the United States that's going on?
Yeah,
I was
really
just reading about that. That's ridiculous.
They're really scary. I just actually happen to have a story pulled up from one in Jacksonville. Where's one you're familiar with?
That was the one in Portland, Oregon. But it's symptomatic of our whole society. Because,
tell me about that.
Well, you have a failed educational system that we're not teaching respect in schools anymore. Just like, you know, what one of the main things about New Hampshire that I really like about what you guys do is you respect each other. And you have respect and love for your fellow man, and you want to have freedom, etc. Well, with the total collapse of the family structure, I don't care what your family is, as long as the kids are being raised in sent to schools for education and in the right way, that's the way you do it, and you teach each other love and friendship and, you know, charity towards all. But when you have people that are just going to stores and smashing and grabbing and hurting individuals with no regard for anybody, that's the problem.
No kidding. You're right. I think that this is definitely an outgrowth of probably a variety of different things. But what I found most interesting in this news story here, the piece is from Jacksonville.com. It's at the Florida Jacksonville, where apparently a huge house party was broken up by police in a North Jacksonville subdivision. The party didn't end there, as hundreds of young partygoers ignited into a flash mob at the local Walmart Supercenter. This resulted in a video apparently being posted to YouTube of what happened. Spokeswoman from Walmart said she learned of the incident and then spoke with a shift manager. They are reviewing the video in an attempt to try to identify some of the culprits in this case. But I have to wonder, if the police had never broken up the party in the first place, would this have ever happened? Now, obviously, this doesn't address the larger question of these things happening in other places that have happened at convenience stores and things like that. And it's really just it's a scary situation. It's got to be absolutely horrifying to be a store employee or a store owner during one of these things, because what do you do? I mean, I guess take as many pictures.
You open carry, for one thing. I think that could really help the employees feel safe in a scenario like that.
It might, but what are you going to do? Blast a kid for taking a watch? I mean, that's not appropriate. Appropriate use of
I'm not a crazy warmonger or anything, and I don't advocate violence, but I think a warning shot up to the ceiling, if it's your own establishment, you know, that would stop these 300 kids in their tracks, and they would get the hell out of there.
Can I interject something in that regard?
Sure.
Please.
Okay. You never notice that anyone ever attacks or goes into a Korean store if the individuals are Korean, because they know if they screw around with those folks, they're going to fight back. And
what
you're saying. No, the people there are certain groups of individuals that when they have stores, you know, you don't go in there and steal, because if you go in there and steal, you're going to be beaten to a bloody pulp, and that's just the way it is.
Well, I can tell you there are stores in Philadelphia where the shop owner keeps a gun on his hip, and those are the stores I know where, you know, you don't rob them.
But what that points out is, you have to put the fear into people, or they have to have it instilled in them not to do that. So if you have to put the fear in people not to do it by letting them know that you're severely armed and you will shoot them, I guess that's the terrible result of our society where we've gone. I mean,
well, Kevin,
I'm
like to live in a world where we don't have to threaten customers to keep them from stealing, and that's definitely the type of world I'd like to live in. But
where people just don't steal because they know it's wrong.
Yeah, but you know, I guess the reality of the day is that people need to have a backup plan just in case.
All right, so here's another bit of speculation as to why this is happening. I think that we've got a real problem in this country with what I, for lack of a better term, I call childification of America, where there are certain elements of like government and schools and these, you know, certain elements of society that want to keep young people as immature as they possibly can keep them for as long of a period of time as possible. So, for instance, you look at examples like, you know, age of consent, you look at age of smoking cigarettes, age of going to see an R-rated movie, age of being able to work, age of being able to drink. All of these things are you know, legal factors that prevent young people from behaving as the mature adults they wish to be. I don't know about you, but I remember growing up as a younger person, I wanted to be grown up faster. Like, I didn't want to order off the kids' meal, you know, by the time I was at 9 or whatever. I wanted to, you know, be ordering off the adult menu. And, you know, there's a certain point at which you cross from being a child into somebody who's a teenager wanting to become an adult. And there are things that are just set in society to prevent you from doing that. So, for instance, when I turned 16, I'd already been working at like my mom's store in downtown Sarasota, so I'd already had some experience at working, and so I was interested in getting into the working world. I jumped right in with both feet. I got a job at the big Kmart, and I started working as soon as I possibly could. Like, as soon as I turned 16, I was working, and most of my friends weren't doing the same thing. They were more likely to be partying on a weekend than I was. I was working. So I think if young people were allowed to mature at the rate that they would like to mature, and if society was more built around encouraging them to mature, I think they would be less likely to engage in behavior like this. That they, you know, would be more responsible, because I think that going out and working is something that really creates a level of responsibility in a young person that they might not have otherwise had. Because, you know, you learn about serving the customers, you learn about interacting with the public, and a lot of other, you know, interacting with coworkers, and there's just so many lessons that come from getting out and getting a job.
So is that the solution? More kids working? Or
I'm just saying that's one aspect of it.
More Big Brother, Big Sister programs?
Let me interject, guys. Take responsibility for one's actions and consequences for one action. That's what's missing today. So, Ian, you hit it right on the head.
Well, Kevin, thanks for the call. I appreciate you bringing that up because it's a really disturbing story, and there's more than one of them in the news. Thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. But, yeah, I mean, if you are working at an earlier age, you are more likely to be more responsible earlier on. Remember, we talked a story about I think it was like a 7-year-old who started going out and shining shoes, and by the time he turned 13, he had $1 million to his name.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, he was allowed by his parents to be entrepreneurial, and it wasn't all he did was shine shoes, but that was like the first thing that he did. And so he got into this mindset of being an entrepreneur and, you know, kept coming, because he's a young person. He does, you know, when you're young, you've got an open mind.
And very little expenses.
True, yeah. I mean, mom's paying for the
new light-up shoes, maybe?
Yeah.
What's he going to buy?
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, you start inculcating these good, responsible ideas at an early age, and young people becoming entrepreneurs means that they're going to innovate ideas that adults just can't even, you know, they're just, adults are too inside the box, man. You know, a young person is going to be able to think outside the box, unlike an adult. But there are so many rules that prevent them from doing these things that you end up with a situation like here in Keene, New Hampshire last year. There was a lot of controversy about kids hanging out. Now, when I say kids, I mean teenagers. Teenagers hanging out in the park at Central Square Park in Keene, and, you know, bothering people by cursing at them and drinking in the park and, you know, doing undesirable things. Well, guess what? They probably can't get a job. They probably aren't allowed by law to get a job, or they've never been encouraged to get out there and do those
things. Lot of that entrepreneurial spirit is crushed in the high schools, because
sure.
I know there was just a story on Ladies in Keene recently with a child who was being tracked down by the police because they thought that he was selling drugs at his high school. They finally caught him and found his backpack full of candy bars. That's what he was selling, and he was penalized for it heavily.
I bet he was. Yeah, they went after us for selling candy in high school, too. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll come back with more of this, and if you want to share your experience with the childification of America, because in my opinion, that's where this is really coming from. Of course, they also broke up a high school party, and they should have left it alone, because I bet they wouldn't have gone to the store in that case. It's Free Talk Live.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
You can do that and you have to leave here.
You cannot bring Simon to the rally.
Walk with me.
I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa.
Hey.
Who do you think you are?
Excuse me.
There is no video audio allowed in this.
No, I have work today. This is you ain't going to make it. Wait, you're on the couch. Now.
Wait a minute.
Have a funny way of telling people no.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here for you tonight, 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything you want at 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
Derek J., you can find his bloggins over at
livefreeordance.com.
Perfect. Livefreeordance.com. That's going to be your go-to site as he kicks off his exile tour starting toward the end of this week. So definitely bookmark it or add it to your aggregator. Now, has it been determined whether you're going to be looping in the Liberty on Tour site as well?
Yes. I have been given the green light on using libertyontour.com as a website where I'll be promoting these videos. So, yeah, I should mention that as well in the promotion, but it's not currently something that you can go to and see anything about the Exile Tour. So that's going to be at the beginning of August when the Exile Tour really lights up.
And when will you be posting like an itinerary of where you're going to go, when you're expecting to be there? That way folks can kind of plan for your arrival.
Yeah, not only will I have the itinerary, but I've got the Facebook page, which is the easiest way for folks to contact me. If you're an activist or just a regular guy or gal who is in the United States and is getting active for the cause of liberty, developing ways to be more independent, I want to visit you. And the best way for you to contact me is through that Facebook page.
And which Facebook page?
That's Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree.
Ah, yes, that one.
So, that's the one that's currently attracting new activists to say, yeah, hey, come visit me. I'm in Kentucky. I'm going to do some civil disobedience.
Excellent.
I've got a lizard to carry across a bridge, which is apparently illegal
in Kentucky.
So,
awesome.
It's really interesting, some of the civil disobedience that people are doing, and I can't wait to shine a light on some of this stuff.
It's going to be fun. So, once again, Victimless Crime Spree on Facebook, great way to contact Derek, and then also liveforyourdance.com to follow along.
That's right.
855-450-FREE. And I'm excited to hopefully be able to announce the release of your film, which we're hoping is going to be finished up at some point this week. So that's in the hopper, and we'll let you know as we will let you know the night it is released here on Free Talk.
It's really close. We're just adding the finishing touches and just brushing up a few things, but it's great. Everything is pretty much done.
So exciting. Let's go to Helen. She's listening in Ithaca, New York, to WNYY. Hey, Helen.
Hi there. I was going back to the topic you were talking about, young person, and without boring you to death, I don't want to tell you like my life story, but I've been working since I was like six.
Wow.
Well, it's not
what did
like
you do?
Parents. Well, the first corny thing I did was I found some catalog thing that, that I would sell people these like stupid greeting cards and like tacky like thingamajiggers that you'd put on your tables or something, and I was just like a cute little kid going door to door selling this crap, and then when I was old enough to babysit, I would do that, and I'm wondering like why would you want like a 12-year-old to babysit for your kids, anyhow. And then when I was 13, I was a candy striper at the Heinz VA in Chicago. And then when I was 14, I lied about my age and said I was 16. I started because this is
nice.
What happened. My parents wouldn't, my father would give me an allowance, and then my mother would say, I don't believe in that. He stopped giving an allowance, and I was the eldest person. So anyhow, but I wasn't really calling about myself, but anyhow, that was a
no, but that's a great story. And would you say that having all of that experience helped you become a more responsible, mature individual at an earlier age?
All I knew is no one was going to pay for me, so I had to do it myself. But
you always had a strong personal work ethic, Helen, and it sounds like you were a bit of an entrepreneur. Did you ever have a lemonade stand, I'm curious?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I forget about that. Yeah, that was kind of an off, on and off thing, So.
Sure.
But, and I enlisted my siblings in that, too. I was like the boss.
Wow, you had employees already.
Yeah, I had employees. Yeah.
Incredible.
But what I was talking about is what kids need now is, going back now, retro, there are two things that are missing in most school systems. And one, and they're sort of related, but not, you might not see that immediately. We need to start teaching kids about civics again, and about...
I don't know. What do you mean by that?
Civics?
Yeah.
Talking about, like, politics, about progressive movements, about, the civil rights movement, about, that's not happening.
You don't think so?
I know so.
I mean, I know that we learned a few things about the civil rights movement when I was in school. I remember that.
No, I did, too. But you're not in high school anymore. Right.
That's
now,
true. Derek J., you're in your early 20s. You're the closest to high school of the three of us on the line here.
I don't know. I took a lot of AP American History classes. I have a feeling I was getting a different impression than everyone
did
else.
You learn
but
about
I still
this?
Got a hardcore government-slanted view of things. So, yeah, I mean, we heard about politics. But even during the election, I'm really confused even still about how it all works. I mean, sometimes there are even callers. The one earlier, I didn't even know what sort of position he was talking about.
I
and
know.
He's an
yeah.
elected official. Admittedly, I'm pretty clueless about politics.
Helen,
I can say that's true.
I get it when you say that, you know, you want to teach kids about progressivism, but there are obviously people out there listening that wouldn't want that for their kids.
It's history, you know. Well, they're not getting it now. But, I mean,
well, and here's the problem is that you've got these one-size-fits-all government schools that are, there's some central bureaucrat going to make a decision as to what the curriculum should be, and if that bureaucrat is a conservative, then the curriculum's likely going to be more conservative.
Yeah,
if the bureaucrat is progressive, it's going to be more progressive.
Everything's become more conservative. So the head of the New York State Bar Association has been running these ads on this station that you're broadcast on, this 1470 AM Cayuga radio group, and and he's saying, if you care about this, please, you know, call your schools, call your representatives, that your kids are not learning anything about civics. And I don't even know if he's Republican, Democrat, Socialist, Communist, I don't know, but he's just saying the kids need to learn about that. All right,
well, I want young people not to learn about civics. I want them to learn about how government is unnecessary. This monopoly on violence that we currently have today is not only unnecessary but dangerous to human freedom.
And it puts us all in debt, and we're all paying for it.
Well, and what this whole system does, Helen, is it pits people against one another. One of the worst parts about the government school system is it's a one-size-fits-all system. So everybody who has an interest in inculcating the youth with their belief system is constantly struggling over control of this thing. So, you know,
like
one set of parents...
in Texas, where they control the textbooks and stuff, but, you know, you can have an open-minded curriculum, too. And
you ultimately can't. And the reason why you can't have that, Helen, the reason why you can't is because what you think is open-minded, other people won't, and they'll always disagree with you. Parents will always disagree.
I don't believe in forcing ideas in any way.
Thank goodness. I'm glad that you don't.
Learn how to think analytically, okay? That's what you should learn how to do, you know?
Look,
right, so
I'm with you on that, Helen.
I don't
agree with forcing, any ideas either, but
no,
unfortunately, we do have a government.
Learning about, civics is a general term for, like, learning about history, government, politics, you know, whatever. Just learning about the thing that's controlling you.
Sure, but the problem is that it's going to be the pro-government, viewpoint that is given in the government schools,
well,
and I don't agree with that.
I turned out okay, but can I?
Well, maybe you did, but I turned out okay too. But a lot of young people are not turning out okay. They're turning into, you know, thugs and people who aren't responsible, as we were just discussing earlier. The only real solution to give you what you want and me what I want and everybody else what they want is to get rid of the monopoly on education known as the government schools, and then just allow the marketplace to handle it. And I thank you, Helen, for the call tonight. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sale ends July 31st.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. By the way, speaking of SACL CAI, if you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, get in touch with SACL CAI. They'll do collections, early out billing, and purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients down the line as well. SACL CAI. You can see their banner right at the top of the Free Talk Live banner column over at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. As we continue here, we will take your calls about what you want. Also, mentioned that wanted to talk about foie gras. There's a restaurant in San Francisco that has become one of the few and the proud, the few businesses willing to civilly, disobediently act in pursuance of their business. Because most business owners are way too chicken to do something that involves breaking openly some sort of government statute or city ordinance or some kind of law. And any business owner that decides to go through civil disobedience, I love to talk about it because I wish more of them would. Because when business owners do this stuff, it gets news, and it encourages, I think, other people to think outside the box and think about, well, what would happen if I just said no? Well, what would happen if I just refused to do what they're telling me to do? What would happen if I refused to pay the tax? Or what would happen if I refused to jump through the arbitrary hoop they're putting up for me?
I especially love civil disobedience that's centered around food, because it always involves, you've got two parties, the one selling and preparing the food, and the customer who is like, yes, I want that, and I'm willing to pay. So who is going to get in the way of that? How dare anyone get in between someone who is preparing food for someone and the person who's willing to eat and pay for it?
So here's a story from Reuters. Housed in a converted infantry barracks on a former U.S. Army base, the Presidio Social Club never attracted much attention from San Francisco's avid gourmets until Saturday night. That's when foie gras lovers descended on the restaurant to have their first taste of the delicacy since California imposed a ban on July 1st. Now, by the way, this is the first I've heard of this ban. We talked about the foie gras ban in Chicago once upon a time, and I believe it was just Chicago. I don't think it was all of Illinois, but it's been a while. It's
now,
been several years.
What's the goal of this ban? Is it for health reasons, or do people just think it's downright nasty?
They think it's cruel, what is done to the geese or ducks in the case of foie gras. It is, usually they are force-fed, and essentially their foie gras, according to Wikipedia, is a food product made of the liver or a liver of a duck or goose that has been specially fattened, meaning force-fed. And so some people look at this process as abusive toward the animals, and they believe that, therefore, foie gras should be prohibited. And so that's what they did in Chicago probably several years now since they did this. And they ended up repealing the ordinance in Chicago, if I'm recalling correctly. But I don't know if any businesses actually violated the ban. In this case, foie gras lovers came upon the restaurant to have the foie gras, which has been prohibited. Animal rights activists fought for the law because they detest the way foie gras is made, the force feeding of ducks or geese to fatten their livers. Some fans of traditional French cuisine find the ban just as hard to swallow. Restaurant owner Ray Tang and general manager Maureen Donegan reasoned the restaurant can legally ignore state law because the Presidio, now managed mostly as a national park, has remained federal property even after being decommissioned by the Army. Businesses on federal property must adhere to federal regulations, which trump state ones, they say. So, not the most ballsy form of civil disobedience, in that they believed that it wasn't civil disobedience. Like, they have their legal position on this. But they are still within the jurisdiction of California. And I imagine if California's health code or whoever it is that's doing this enforcement wanted to, they could go and make a move.
Well, it's not just about making a point in front of the police. It seems like they're also making a point to the activists who are, against this food, this foie gras. Am I saying it? Okay. They're going to face some retribution, some kick. I don't know. The people are going to be upset, and they're going to be protesting the same way that people protest in front of those fur places.
Right. Which so, only brings more attention to the restaurant when people do that.
Yeah, it really seems like a good move. I would think if they have enough customers that they're able to stay open and serve this, and they're one of the only places in town that's doing it, They're going to do a lot of business.
Absolutely smart business. In fact, Tang and Donegan timed their event for Bastille Day, the French national holiday, hired a publicist, and even sent out a press release about this. They told Reuters that there are a lot of people who are upset about not being able to do something they have a right to do, so we just decided to go ahead and do it. The next step was to celebrate independence. By Saturday, the drab clapboard building was on the map as never before, with diners claiming every one of its 117 seats, a dozen activists chanting outside, and Park Service police, some of them on horseback, struggling to make sure the two groups didn't clash. Protesters chanted, "Helpless ducks are force-fed! Eat somewhere else instead!" Dana Portnoy, 32, resident of nearby Oakland and member of the Animal Protection and Rescue League, organized the demonstrators who held banners and placards displaying photographs of brutalized birds. She said, "We're here to educate consumers that they care more about serving a cruel delicacy than abiding by the law." Portnoy described horrific conditions in a foie gras facility that she had visited, ducks too sick to stand up, asphyxiating on their own blood from feeding tube wounds, or choking on the corn they were forced to swallow.
Okay, that stuff's really gross imagery and everything, but, like, how nice are ducks and geese? Has anyone... No one has these things for pets, right? They're not fun, cute animals
that are
nice.
Ducks are cute.
No, they're not. Well, okay, that can be your opinion, but have you ever been around one? They get nasty, and they've got the... It's not like they purr or anything,
no,
like cats.
They're
not
friendly.
Yeah. They sound awful, yeah, and they go after small children. There's just... There's nothing attractive to me about geese. They're just hideous animals, and they're angry and filthy. So why not force feed them and eat them?
I don't know, man.
I'm a vegetarian. I'm not going after this type of food, but I don't find it particularly cruel.
That's interesting, because I can understand why people are disturbed by this. I mean, nobody wants to see that stuff happen. I don't want to work in a slaughterhouse. I'm not interested in, you know, these roles, but I'm grateful when I can go to the store and I can pick up, you know, some food that has been prepared for me by some people who do some jobs that, frankly, I find really undesirable. And I think that there are certainly more... you know, when it comes to raising animals to be eaten, there are more friendly ways to do these things. And I don't know if there is a friendly way to force feed an animal.
Why be friendly? You're about to kill it and eat it. It's not like it's your friend. I'm sorry, but I have no sympathy for these people who are like, oh, the poor geese. Get real.
Well, I get where you're coming from, and I tend to be of the viewpoint that, you know, we're here to enjoy life, and animals can help us enjoy life, and that if the animals were big enough, they would be feeding on us.
Well, and
so
they're property, right? I mean, it's also a private property issue.
That's true.
It's your goose, then you can do with it what you want.
You can, but obviously...
You just can't swing it around by the neck and hit your neighbor. You can't hurt other people.
But you're absolutely right, Derek, but that people that are doing these things, that are you know, raising these animals to slaughter them, can get more, I think, affinity from a lot of their customers if they are doing it in a more humane fashion.
They're going to... No one... I don't want to be... Say I were not a vegetarian and I were going to this place to get foie gras. I don't want to know that the animal, like, suffered unnecessarily. I don't want to... See some butcher with a big grin on his face who's just like stuffing an animal's
throat.
Well,
the argument is it is unnecessary because you're force feeding an animal. I mean, that's completely unnecessary is essentially what the opposition is saying here. Like,
well,
you know, go ahead and have your duck, go ahead and have your goose, but why do you have to force feed the thing?
I don't know. Honestly, it would make me feel a little bit better if the butcher felt sad as he did it. I think that makes a difference. I don't know.
Do you think somebody could have a job like that and you know, feel sad about it? I would think you'd have to be somebody
who can show off
your emotions and be willing to just go through with this.
Maybe they're just really proud of it.
Horrible process. Sounds terrible.
I don't want to see someone smiling about pain.
But you know, as much as I might disagree with the process of force feeding anything and anyone, it's not my duck, it's not my restaurant, it's not my thing. If that's what you want to do, then you should be able to. 855-453. We talk more about the foie gras ban here in moments, and you can share your thoughts too.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods Quick Fix Easy to Store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get 5 Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable, the more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you and your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. Maybe you want to share how you feel about foie gras, as it apparently has been banned throughout California. This is news to me. Just discovered it because of a news piece here from Reuters about a restaurant that has defied the ban. We'll tell you more about it here in moments. Also, want to tell you about bitcoins. It is something that I'm pretty excited about, and a lot of other people are as well. In fact, I heard earlier today that Bitcoin's had come near the $10 mark, so they are on their way up in a big way. It's like about a week ago they were at $6, so they've increased by at least 50% over the last week in their value as compared to U.S. dollars. These are an amazing concept. I mean, I have to say concept because it's not an actual product. It's not something physical. It's not something that you can actually touch. Bitcoins are digital. Now, somebody has come out with sort of a physical representation of it, but Bitcoins can never leave the Internet. They can never actually leave. It's something that's completely decentralized. It's mathematically impossible for these things to be counterfeited or inflated. There's no government that's in charge of the Bitcoin. In fact, governments around the world are threatened by the existence of the Bitcoin because the Bitcoin allows you to do business without anyone's permission. You don't have to jump through the gatekeeper's hoops. You don't have to apply for some kind of an account. You don't have to go through a credit check. You don't have to, you know, beg. You don't have to entreat. You don't have to do anything to get bitcoins besides, you know, buy them. And there's, you know, there are middlemen like BitInstant.com that will connect you to the Bitcoin. So you can actually use BitInstant.com and you can go to 700,000 locations, like including banks, including 7-Eleven, Western Union, various different locations you can walk into, deposit cash, and then have them have that cash turned into Bitcoins online. And you can use those Bitcoins for whatever you want, and nobody can stop you. It is incredible what Bitcoins are going to do and what they already are doing for the digital economy. Go to weusecoins.org to learn more about the Bitcoin. That's weusecoins.org. Go learn about it before you get into it. There's a little bit of a learning curve, but it's not hard to grasp what the concept is. Essentially, it's a completely distributed, decentralized currency that is untouchable by the aggressors of the state. They cannot take this one out. Unlike the Liberty Dollar, which I was a big fan of in the last decade, the Liberty Dollar was taken out. They had a centralized office. It was a company. It was just a matter of the feds raiding their office and raiding their vault and taking all their money. Bitcoin can't happen. There's no way they can take this thing down. And I sound like I'm cocky saying something like that, but I really firmly believe that there's just no way they can do it. It's completely decentralized. There are so many nodes on the system. It's a peer-to-peer system, much in the same way that Napster or Torrents and, you know, all these other things are peer-to-peer. You can take one of the peers out, but there's, you know, millions of others. And so you can't take the whole network down if you're the government. And, So go to weusecoins.org. It is incredible. And then go to bitinstant.com to get your first bitcoins to get started. Now then, we're talking about the foie gras ban that has come into effect in California as of July 1st. There's a restaurant in San Francisco called the Presidio Social Club that has decided that they're going to go ahead and serve foie gras anyway. Now, it's not the most... it's not the most ballsy form of civil disobedience, because they are on what used to be, I guess, an army base, and it's, even though it's been decommissioned, it's still considered federal property, and so they're saying that that means the state law doesn't apply.
They're justifying it with black magic. This isn't like they're openly defying some city ordinance.
Well, they're kind of defying it because...
But they're claiming not to be in the city.
They don't believe the city can do anything about it, and I don't know if that means they've consulted a lawyer and that's their opinion. But either way, the restaurant plans to continue serving foie gras despite the alleged horrific conditions that the ducks and the geese are kept in and force-fed. Portnoy, this is one of the...
I hope that this sends a message to the people who really oppose foie gras and what it is and what it takes to produce it, that when you prohibit something, you get more of it, typically. So... This is a totally predictable move. You know, you prohibit alcohol, and then you get the Al Capones come up and take the place.
But this isn't a total prohibition. This isn't a, you know, like a nationwide prohibition. This is a California prohibition. So when you do,
but where does it lead? There are going to be other prohibitions.
Well, the market moves. It moves in relation to it. So like in certain areas of the country, they have blue laws that make it so you can't buy alcohol in dry counties. Well, of course, those people just go to the county next door and they buy their alcohol and then drive home as they're drinking it. Mm-hmm. So there's all kinds of consequences that come from prohibition. So the wider the prohibition, the more likely it is to become a black market product. However, if foie gras is only prohibited in California, it's just likely that Elko, Nevada is going to have a place that sells foie gras, and people are going to travel there to get their foie gras rather than some sort of black market foie gras dealer coming.
There are always going to be unintended consequences, though. It's just going to be interesting to see what type of consequences come from these perverse incentives.
The enforcement of the foie gras law in San Francisco falls to the Animal Care and Control Department, and its director was unsure what authority she had in the Presidio. She says it's not an unusual question to raise, citing an ongoing dispute about dog leash laws in the Golden Gate National Recreation Area. The state attorney general's office also withheld opinion. They said, "We have not looked into it." Others have tried to work around the ban. 30 miles away in Mountain View, California, Shea TJ Restaurant was serving foie gras without listing it on the menu. The general manager of that restaurant says it was given away by the chef as a complimentary gift at his discretion, noting that the law bans the sale and production of foie gras, but not the possession or the consumption of it. So that's kind of a smart move, right?
Wow.
Essentially, they could do the old deal where, you
wink at the waitress and she'll gift it to you.
Right, you could know the code, or you could order, like, a drink and pay $35 for the drink, and the drink comes with a free foie gras or something like that. Like, it could be one of those things.
Oh, that would be cute.
So there's, some creative...
Hopefully a $35 toothpick or something that'll be useful for the meal.
Back at the Presidio Social Club, which contrary to its name is a public restaurant with no membership, diners figured they would enjoy their loophole as long as it lasts. Tang ordered enough foie gras for 562-ounce servings.
Whoa.
Stunning, said customer Greg Pelling, 52, who is enjoying a $20 plate of foie gras sliders. He says the pineapple adds a slight acidity, and paired with the Sauternes wine, it's amazing. So,
wow, some real connoisseurs.
Up. Yeah. I mean, they had a, they filled the restaurant, 117 seats full.
Well, they put out a press release.
Right.
That's going to happen.
It's incredible. A brilliant move on their part. Is it really civil disobedience? You know, I say it is because, you know, it skirts the line in that they believed it wasn't. So they weren't actually intending, you know, from their perspective, it wasn't civil disobedience. But there would be nothing to stop the Animal Control Department, who's the enforcing division here. Nothing would stop them from coming in and making an arrest. If they wanted to arrest the restaurant owner, they totally could do that.
No, it's the spirit of what they're doing. It is civil disobedience because it's open defiance. Someone, even if it's not a law, someone is saying, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, yes, I can.
And I will.
Yeah. So I think it's fantastic that, you know, that not only are these people standing up to naysayers, but they're making a bunch of money doing it. So good for them.
Absolutely. I think it's fantastic. And I just wish we would see more of this. But I understand why we don't. It's because business owners, they don't want to do civil disobedience. They didn't get in business to do disobedience.
No, they're in it to make profit. And
right.
It puts their profit at serious risk if they're put in jail or their restaurant's closed.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't blame them for it. But also, there's a certain point at which a business owner can be regulated out of business. We talked last week, you weren't here on this particular night, but when Allie was on Friday night, we talked about these cigarette rolling stores that have been completely put out of business. And it's some federal law that basically categorizes them as a manufacturer, and they weren't categorized as that before. And now in order to be a manufacturer, they got to jump through all kinds of hoops, and you know, there's fees and inspections and ridiculous laws that they have to align themselves with in order to be considered a manufacturer.
And who wants to go into business as an entrepreneur when you never know what's going to come down the government chute?
Well, right. It's an intimidating process just being an entrepreneur because of that. But, you know, nonetheless, these guys had gone and they had been entrepreneurs and they had started their own business, but they were shut down by this regulation. So eventually the regulations and the taxes become so high that you can't do your business anymore. So the problem with being obedient is that it leads to the eventual failure of your business if you get targeted by the government. Maybe you'll get lucky and you'll be in some sort of business where they decide to, you know, you just don't happen to get targeted by some law or regulation. But these guys were. They had profitable businesses selling rolled cigarettes to people or allowing them to roll their own cigarettes on the store premises, and now they're all out of business. This is the week that they essentially are shutting down. They're selling out the rest of their stock of rolling tobacco. They can't let the customers use the machine anymore, and they're done. So it's at the point where you've got everything to lose when you're going to lose everything, when you should do some civil disobedience. Keep operating the store. Keep it open. I mean, you pay for that machine. Why not keep going ahead and go for it? See what happens. Let them take you to court.
They see the writing on the wall.
It's just terrible. If more people would stand up for their freedoms, we'd have more of them. Anyway, we're out of time for tonight. Derek J., visit him online at Victimless Crimes Free on Facebook. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.